Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's up, everybody? welcome to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP Live podcast.
Live,
yeah.
I like that sound. It just threw me off. I'm like, oh wait, yeah, we're live.
Yeah, live. my name is Chris, aka AstroZombie954.
I almost kind of lost my train of thought there for a second.
I threw in extra words.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, what? This is not right. But yeah, my name is Jacob, aka Dino El Magico.
And today is Saturday, May.
Yes, May
8th.
Tomorrow is Mother's Day, so.
Yes, tomorrow is Mother's Day. I hope you got everything taken care of.
This is why we're doing it today.
Yeah, exactly. I made sure I got everything, had the house all nice and clean. Did all the dishes, all the stuff, make her happy.
That's nice.
So.
Yeah, let's see.
Especially
guys, take notes.
Especially since she heard me till like 2 o'clock in the morning yelling at the computer.
Oh yeah, she was like, "When is this guy coming to bed?"
Exactly. No,
she was. If whoever didn't join, I guess, or didn't know about the stream, we were up. I think we streamed for 3 hours.
Yeah,
3 hours and a half. Right.
Yeah, it was like three hours and something. I think that's what
because that's how long your playlist
the
was.
Playlist was. I don't have a playlist for tonight. So I'm just
just redo it.
Random stuff.
Oh, random stuff is fine. I think that one that we had in practice was dope. Okay. I like stuff that's not known. Like it's dope to get like new vibes in the from music.
Cool. Yeah, we'll do that. So, like I said. Well, there's not really a whole bunch of stuff to go over this week. So maybe a shorter episode. We're hoping
like
a few more
shorter
people
for
jumped in
1 hour.
So we could probably to ask some questions and stuff like that. So besides that, did anything really exciting happen?
Exciting?
Get any
not necessarily. Just like, anything you know, good? grinding some candies for like Dratini, trying to get more candies for the new Pokemon. Mm-hmm. I did drop a rainy module or rainy, what is it called?
The rainy
new
lure?
Module thing. Lure. Yeah. I don't know my post. That's another Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. Yo, I still have my alcohol from last night here. So
I've got two bottles ready to go.
But yeah, I did lure up a stop today, and I was actually kind of disappointed. It kind of felt like the spawns were like short, like they took longer to like spawn Pokemon. I don't know if I just haven't done a lure like on the stop in a hot minute, but it just took a while for a Pokemon to spawn. I'm like, bro, I just spent 200 coins on this thing. Like, come on. So I did actually get one Goomy out of it. If I didn't, I would have been more like salty, but, I just did notice that it did take a while, unless if I completely forgot how long each spawn is for a lure.
Yeah. I mean, I think I got like two or three,
Goomies.
Yeah. This week.
Did you actually like kind of intentionally like go to the park at all? Like
no.
And you just happened
Two were at work. It was a house spawn this morning, actually.
I got in total of 7. I think I have 1 for Great League. I don't know how it is going to be for Great League, but it's rank 711. 711 rank for a Great League. It might be higher in the thousands for Ultra League, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like, I mean, I think I'm probably just going to do like mirror trading if you get more.
Yeah. I know I had one. It was like an 80 something percent to catch these.
Oh, things. That's good. I think mine wasn't that great. So, I mean, the rest of them, they weren't great. I actually did get a really good one potential for Ultra League. Mm-hmm. But the level was high, so it wasn't eligible for Ultra League, and I was super upset. I think I caught it like at 800 CP or something crazy like that.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I want to. I feel like I've caught like 100 of these Swirlix.
Okay, yet
I still only have 30 candy. Like I feel like you're getting like one candy, and you're not getting the 3. Because I've caught so many of these things, I don't know how I don't have 50.
That's insane. And you still have to make it your buddy, so.
Well,
is it there? It says adventure with it?
Give your buddy 25 treat.
Oh, wait, I'm looking at the wrong one then.
It has to be your buddy?
Okay, am I looking at the wrong one then?
The crazy little puffball thing.
Oh, yeah, mine says adventure together to evolve.
Yeah, but if you press that little down button, it says it'll give you the 20. It says give your buddy 25 treats, but it doesn't specify that this has to be the buddy. And I've been giving
the only way treats. How do you give it treats besides being your buddy though?
I don't know.
I think that would be the only way, so it has to be.
And yeah, but it doesn't,
you
say
just have to spam it.
This one.
Oh yeah,
I don't know.
Oh,
but
yeah, I'm sure it's gonna be kind of like what is it, Galar Farfetch,
mm-hmm.
To evolve it, you had to walk it specifically. So,
you had to do like, what was it?
Oh, was
like
it walking?
10, I think it was like 10 raids or something like that with it as your buddy.
I think it was excellent throws.
Hold on.
Actually, yeah, I can't remember, but it was something it was annoying and it took me a while to do.
Yeah.
I kind of want to say it is excellent throws, but I guess we can confirm in a few seconds.
I don't have one.
You don't have one?
I don't know. I have a Sirfetch'd, and then I have a Kanto Farfetch'd, but yes, Kanto. I remember it's Kanto.
Yeah, make 10 excellent throws. Luckily, it wasn't make 10 excellent throws in a row, because that thing would never be evolved. That is one thing I'm not good at.
Wasn't there one? I swear there was one you had to do raids to evolve.
Maybe one that didn't come out yet, because I don't recall.
Well, if you're listening to this, let us know. <'Cause> I'm pretty sure there was one that you had to do like 10 raids with it as your buddy for it to evolve. But
oh yeah, I mean, you can definitely be right. I just don't remember. But I do remember that one because it's super annoying for me.
Yeah. So I actually got 2 pretty good catches. Well, one was a catch. Well, actually, neither one of them was a catch. One was a hatch. And one was a trade I did with my son because he wanted Xerneas. And
yeah.
So
did it turn out like a lucky Pokemon?
He traded. He has like 4 Mews somehow. So he traded me a Mewtwo and it ended up being lucky.
Oh, that is dope. So he got the lucky Xerneas and then you got lucky. Mm-hmm. Is it which charge move was it for the Mewtwo? Or was it just like the regular one?
Yeah.
Focus Blast? That's all right.
But it's
a at least come out with
14, 14, 15.
Nice.
Yeah. That would be good for
actually,
Ultra.
No, I did, now that you mentioned Ultra, I did remember I sent you a picture of my Pikachu.
Mm-hmm.
I want, it's a Hundo.
It's like the dirtiest thing you've ever said to me.
So I want to use a Kanto Raichu. I also want to use the Alolan, but obviously I don't have a Hundo.
Yeah.
But it's a Hundo Pikachu, and I want to use Kanto so bad. I've seen so many people use it that it just threw me off. It has Brick Break and Thunder Punch or Wild Charge, and it just hits really hard.
Yeah. So the one thing that I was psyched about was this guy right here.
It looks like a sand shrew.
An Alolan sand shrew? Yes, the little one, the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Rank 9.
What?
15, 14, 14. Almost perfect.
You're going to max it out? Like,
I mean,
at some point, because that thing is going to take a while.
I've got 729 sand shrew candy and almost 40 XL, 36.
Okay, that's not bad.
Let's see. What is this going to cost me? That's not bad. It's the same as everybody, every level 50. 475,000 Stardust, 248 candy, and then 296 candy XL. So
okay.
I think it's...
I mean, at a certain point, nice.
It just... That's, like, the number.
Yeah, no. But I think that would be really, like... I mean, not many people have it, but many people are starting to, like, build it.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. So, all right. So, let's go ahead. So, fun thing about live...
It's all good. So they can see the real
loss. So if you guys are like, why is it so bad? It's just because it's not going to be edited at all. So
wait, is the is the episode going to go straight to
No, I'll wait and do it on, maybe I'll do it on Monday so it comes out on Tuesday like they used to.
Right.
So let's see. All right, let's talk about some sylph stuff. Sylph Arena News. Can you hear me? Did I lose you?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Am I all frozen? Right.
No, it froze for a second there. So we kind of talked a little about Commander Cup the past couple weeks.
We talked it two episodes in a row.
Yeah. Cause we did the commanders and then we talked about the, you know, the rest of them. I have my first live tournament.
With who?
With the Tampa group that I'm in.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be Wednesday. That's a live one. And then I just gotta make the one for our Discord. Probably start it Friday. Mm-hmm. Give everybody like a week to build the team and get registered and stuff like that.
Wait, when did you say we're doing the tournament?
We'll probably start it Friday. I'll set it for Friday, and then if it needs to be pushed back or whatever, I don't mind doing that.
Right.
So that's really kind of, there's not really much to talk about. Nothing has changed in it. I don't really.
If it's not like you guys doing like super well in faction, something to mention.
That's what I wanted. I was going to bring that up actually. So we have a BTW faction, a team BTW that is in the North American qualifying cycle, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we had our first, we just finished it. Our first, set of battles, which was a little stressful for me. I don't know if anybody else it was, but I'm in the, field specialists.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the people who get like a sylph type meta with like restrictions and stuff like that. And the meta that we got was Floating City. And this thing, so all this is the breakdown of Floating City. So all species of ground, flying, steel, or normal type are permitted, except mythical shadows, regionals, Galarian Stungfisk, Skarmory, Altaria, Bastiodon, Chansey, and Registeel. And then Pokemon must be 500 CP or lower. So I used PV Poke to kind of build my team, which I do sometimes. You know, I'll start with like one or two Pokemon that that's who I want. I know I want to use these guys, and then kind of build around it with like the recommendation. So I ended up settling Vigoroth, Magnezone, Swampert, Linoone, Mantine, and Driftbloom. And I couldn't have gotten paired with anybody worse. because
we weren't really thinking, at least I wasn't really thinking about any electric, which I don't know why, but your team was fairly weak to an electric Pokemon. I think like 3 or 4 of your Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Well, that and I knew right off the bat, like my team was going to have an issue with Ferrothorn.
Yeah.
So of course, what rolls out? An Anemolga and a Ferrothorn. So it was like, crap. So we ran a set. It didn't go very well.
keep in mind, I'm trying to play at like the maximum, like to make sure like that you
effort.
full power. Yes. to make sure you get an understanding of like the worst case scenario of something like what would happen, because we didn't really know like what the level of this guy is in terms of like PvP, like if he was just like an amazing player or he just started, but you just want to prepare for anything.
So we did that battle yesterday and swept it 3-0.
Guys, I was, even though Astro does not believe me because he was a little salty when I wasn't watching it, was it last night?
I played it for everyone.
I did watch, and this guy was pulling some legend plays, and I was just like, "Is this Astro playing?" So it was impressive. I was like super proud. It's like a dad moment.
Yeah, I felt good. I felt good about it. So I think we settled that I would lead Swampert, and then have Driftblim as my safe swap, and then Vigoroth in the back, and. It worked. I mean, I had 2 Ferrothorn leads that I switched like right out of Swampert into Driftblim, like we discussed. Like I had it ready as soon as I saw him. I was like,
"It's like tapping
the switch." Yeah, and I switched into Driftblim, and I ran the same set, the same line, all 3 sets the same exact way, and brought in Driftblim. Then he switched out into a mirror match. The last 2 battles, the first one he switched into Emolga, and then
that how fragile is Emolga? Like, is it like Swampert, Zapdos, like fragile, or is it more like
it's like Swampert, where if it's weak to it, it's weak to, like it's gonna get wrecked.
I wasn't sure. I thought maybe it was slightly tankier than Zapdos.
No,
because Zapdos does have a high attack, of course.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure.
I wish it was tankier than it is, because it's such a cool spammy little Pokemon. but yeah, no, I was able to just kind of made it through, and then we ended up. I think everyone completed their sets. I think Wildcat Dad was the last one.
Yeah, we finished at 15-6.
15 wins.
15 points, isn't it? Is it 15?
Yeah.
Is it by wins, right?
Same thing, right?
Every win. Okay, 15
and
wins.
And then they had 6. And from what I'm understanding, we're in the top 10 in North America right now?
Yep. From what I saw,
7?
I mean, I was looking at that. I was looking at all the people that were playing, and... Bro, I'm like shocked at some of these matchups right now. There's the Mazer Gaming squad. That team is stacked.
Yeah.
You have Dunebug, you know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
He lost 1-2 versus his opponent. For the battles, lost 0-3. Obviously, like most, there's just like very, very like competitive players in both sides. And like, I see a lot of great players, and I'm just like, they're not in the top know, 10. So I'm very proud of our squad.
Yeah, we did awesome. So I do and I don't. I want to get a shot at Cool Cats.
You did mention that to me. Yeah. Before.
I want to get a shot. I think our squad is strong enough that we could beat them, and that's, I'm not even trying to be like rah-rah. just with like Fighting Gobbler and Miami Doc and Wildcat and Burn 'Em All, like that, those are wins right there.
So then, you actually might be you in the Cool Cats. You know who's in that squad, right?
That is Caleb Pang and Zionic.
Okay, Zionic's not on there. Okay, you have your best friend from Tampa.
Ah, Lyndon Ryu. Ah,
he is there. So the funny thing,
paired up with him, and I can't.
Yes, I was gonna say that he's the same spot as you. So. There might be a chance you might get paired up with him.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, I think, do you know the other, is it Cucino Mom? I don't know.
Cucino Mom.
Polymer, is another one that's there. But that team is good too. And they actually recently just won something with, Go Stadium, first place. And there's a lot of teams that are stacked. The Mazer Gamer, like, is stacked. And then the E4 team is stacked. It's just crazy out there. Crazy competition.
Yeah. It's fun. Me and you did a team tournament, with Brian and a couple other.
I think John was there.
I think so.
I don't remember this.
Yeah. And it was fun, but this one is, I'm really enjoying this. I know it's only the first battle, like the first set, but. We've got a good team.
Yeah, yeah,
Wildcat wants E4 like real bad. He's been saying it for stacked. Like since it started, since their squad got listed. He's like, I want that team. I want.
Really? I actually didn't know that.
I think it's because there's someone on there I know that he beat or they tied in something. I don't know if it was. I forget. Oh, Arrow. Okay.
Arrow.
Yeah. Wildcats got some unfinished business with Arrow, I think.
Oh, man. So. There was a time I beat him while he was streaming.
Oh, that was recent, right?
Somewhat. And then he was like bashing on my team.
Yeah. And didn't I tell you to message him to see if we could put the video up on our Twitter?
Yeah, bro.
He never got that. He never said anything.
Yeah, that's dope. But he was bashing at my team. He's like, okay, I can see how that works, but he didn't want to admit, you know, like that it was good.
Yeah.
I was just trying to remember who else. I think House Stark is also on Eve.
Oh, and Toshi.
Toshi?
That would be a fun.
Yeah, Toshi. Yeah, they're stacked. I don't know if they're actually doing well. Oh no, they are. They were right now 9-6 winning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited, you know, for how our squad is going so far. Great start.
Yeah. So I think I've got everybody's videos uploaded. So sometime, probably not tomorrow, early in the week, I'll start working on editing the videos and kind of putting them all together and then posting it on YouTube, and then we'll tweet it out and post it in the Discord and stuff like that, so everyone can see those battles. And
that's gonna be dope. I can't wait.
Yep.
Wildcat Dad said my local community self team is playing them. Oh, okay. Snap! Oh, nice. I'm glad that we got you and you didn't go to them.
yeah. So I think that's. I don't really have anything else, unless anybody has any questions
regarding anything self right now
or self related. If not, we will we'll go ahead and move on to the next.
He's topic. Like, I don't want to. Let me try to prolong it.
So let's jump over to the end game. It's the end game news. it's very abrupt, and it's not. I don't like that I can't fade it out. It's driving me nuts.
It's okay.
That it's just like off.
It's like so dry.
Yeah. So, nothing's come out. I think the only thing that's pretty exciting is they finally listened to everyone and we're doing a Gible Community Day.
Yo, that's funny you say, like, they actually listen to us, because I don't know if you heard, I don't know how often you go on Twitter, but there's a lot of backlash on Gible Community Day.
Really?
Yes.
I feel like this would be the one Community Day no one could get mad at.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, it doesn't make sense. And there's a Pokemon miner, I guess. I think his name is like Kevin something. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the Pokemoners. And he's like, the Pokemon Go community sucks. Like, and then I started reading comments and people were actually being negative about Community Day, Gible. I'm like, but why? Is it because, it's rare, right? Like right now, and they don't want it to be like common. I don't know, but that's the, I thought I was excited about it.
I mean,
have, like, better move,
I guess, with like it being rare. I mean, it's not like Dino, like, or Dino, whatever, that it's like super super rare. Like, I think that would cause like a riot.
For sure. Like, that's what I was like, that is like, I think that's the second most rare shiny in the game right now, besides Pikachu Libre, which I have. So there was some people that, like, I guess, guessing on what the moves or the charge move would be, or maybe I don't think they it would be like a great idea if like they did something like what they did with Rosary with two moves. That would be like OP, depending on how you want to see it. Because I mean,
it's already got Mudshot, so it really doesn't need a fast move.
Because I was going to say, like, it could get, like, you know, it has, what is it called? The Mud Tomb?
Sand
Tomb. I don't know why I just, like, blanked out on the name, but it's really spammy with that. If it did have, like, Dragon Breath, with like Sand Tomb and like Dragon Claw, like that's scary. And Wildcat, that's a if it did have Dragon Claw, it would make it broken. If it did have Dragon Claw with Mudshot and
forget it.
Yeah, no, it's just like, and then the thing is, like, think about
an
it.
You earthquake.
Also get it. Yeah, you also. Oh yeah, however you want to play it, it's still crazy. Like, that's a lot of XL candy that people are gonna get that day.
Oh yeah.
And you're going to have it for Master League. Yeah. It's going to be broken for sure.
So I just pulled up its moveset from the main series. So these moves that can be learned by leveling up. And this is as of Sword and Shield. Let's see. So Crunch. Let's see. I don't want to say what it's already got. So just double checking. Crunch, Dragon Breath, Dual Chop. It's a dragon move. Sand Attack, it has Sand Tomb. Then there's a Sand Attack.
That would be like a new move.
Tackle, which would be a fast move and a terrible one.
Yep.
Bulldoze.
Crap.
And then it's got Bite, Dragon Claw, Dig, Sandstorm, Takedown, and Dragon Rush. It's going to be, I think it's going to be Dragon.
I feel like after like the last, what's it called? After the last community, or not even last because it hasn't happened, but with Swablu, Community Day, like everyone being so mad, I feel like they're gonna give it something like OP.
Yeah, I feel like they put that because I think they haven't really announced it. It's the data miners that found it, right? Or the Pokemon miners, whenever.
The move or
no? The whole thing about the
for Gible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not in the official news.
Yeah, so...
Actually, I think I may be wrong. I think maybe someone did post it, like, after the day after, but I don't know. Maybe Wildcat knows.
Yeah. But, no, I think it's funny and a little telling that they push that into the game so quickly after they announce this month's like Community Day. Yeah. Normally, we don't know about any of this stuff until like the end of the month.
That's why I was like, it, like
right now, they knew they messed up.
It's like let's try to calm them down.
Yeah. So I think Dragon Claw is one of its moves that it can learn by leveling up, and it's not a TM move. I didn't really see anything.
I feel like anything else, like in the learn by TM in the main series games, like I don't think anything there would be significant. I mean, break, eh. I mean, maybe for steel, I guess, but you have ground moves already. But
I mean, I'm seeing a lot of like what are they called? Conditional moves? The ones that do like it just like
the ones like sunny day, rain.
Yeah, rain where dance. It like lowers the attack or does something like that. Status. It's a status move. As long as they don't give it, what is it? Giga Impact like Xerneas. I think anything is going to be fine. It's already pretty stacked as it is.
So. It learns steel moves, not that they're Iron Tail and Iron Head. Iron Head is, I think, be horrible. But I guess if you want to like defend yourself against fairies, but yeah, I don't. I feel like I'm kind of leaning towards Dragon Claw, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. So there's another piece of news. This came out today. Earlier today, and actually I didn't even see it, and Wildcat just brought it up. So I don't know if you remember, I think it was maybe last month or 2 months ago, they did a 7-Eleven event in Mexico, or like some an incident.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah. Where you bought a ticket, or like you go to 7-Eleven to get something, you get a ticket, and then you get, you know, when you drop an incense, you get all these special spawns. So they're doing the same type of thing, and this is going to be on the 29th of this month.
Oh, nice.
For all of my fellow Verizon users.
Is it 21st?
21st. Get exclusive access to the 529 Pokemon Go special weekend in-game event. Maybe they messed up on the banner. There's like so many dates. Players must redeem the code before the event ends on Sunday the 30th. It starts on the... According to this, it says it starts on the 29th. Saturday at 11 to the 30th. Probably like 8 p.m. local time.
Wildcats, I can't read apparently.
So it's for Verizon customers only, I believe?
Apparently, yeah. I was just like... I'm AT&T.
Yeah, we literally just switched our entire business over to Verizon like last month. So I'm excited.
Dude, that's funny because I remember you telling me that. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that switch. And I'm like, now you're just like getting benefits.
Well, did you see what the spawns are?
No,
I'm just going to read the first one. That's all you really need to know.
Sableye, right?
Sableye.
Yeah. That happened. He was spawning Halloween one year.
Yeah.
It was like 2 years ago.
I'm going to have 2 days to get a shiny. I need that shiny. I need it.
That'd be dope.
Yep. So there's going to be that. Swirlix, Spritzy, unknown. Oh, okay. You will not be able to encounter a shiny unknown. So it's just going to be whatever. I wonder what letters. I only have like a few, whatever.
I did get a shiny unknown last GoFest,
yeah.
Yeah, and I traded it because I don't care for it. And got myself a shiny Rylou.
I
have a shiny Lucario. And it was lucky too, so I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so happy.
This is funny. If you're lucky, you might encounter a shiny Eevee.
Wow. That is not common at all.
No, I have I think I have a event shiny Eevee.
Oh, like is it the ones that doesn't evolve, or is it one that can evolve?
I think it's a flower crown.
I think after I think it was DeFi that Maybe. Made us look, you know, silly. that they can evolve.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who it was, but, you know, someone sent a screenshot of, like, they can evolve. I know, like, most or half can evolve, and then the other ones can't.
Yeah. So, let's see if there's anything else. There'll be a limited time challenge during the event. You can complete this challenge until... Why do they have to use 24 hours? Come on. It was 11:59 p.m. on Sunday, May 30th. That was a lot of math for my brain right there. It's just 1 hour less. Let's see. Those who have a participation ticket can receive the following bonuses from May 29th at 11, I'm guessing this is a.m., to Sunday, May 30th. At till 11:59 p.m. Double XP when catching Pokemon and become lucky friends. You'll have an incense chance to receive an increased chance to receive a lucky Pokemon when you complete a trade with a friend. So
that doesn't include people, I'm sure.
Yeah, I wonder if they have to be in the event in order for that to happen. We'll try. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll have to try because I want to make sure if I can take advantage somehow.
Yeah, I'll tweet out where you can go to redeem your tickets. I think you can go all the way to the end of the event. So if you don't redeem it, you know, Saturday because you're not going to play, and you can do it on Sunday too, and you won't miss out. So. I think that's it for in-game stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't have anything to start, so we made some stuff.
Yeah, we made something out of nothing there.
I think it's solid.
All right, so then let's move on and head over to the GBL section.
That is so funny.
I hate it. It's the perfectionist in me is like, oh,
you're probably cringing, like,
it's like I'm dying like like that episode that I messed up the recordings and I didn't I posted ones that I didn't edit at all, and yeah. It had all the ums because I say every 15 seconds.
Don't worry, me too.
Yeah. So it makes me upset every time I look at that in the list. I'm like, I want to erase you. So
which episode was it?
Ooh, now you're asking.
I feel like would know if you hated it that much.
So four episodes ago.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was like 4 episodes ago. Gotcha. So GBL. So we did our first live stream last night.
Which was successful, fun, and extremely long.
Yeah, it was very long. So it was fun. We played through our sets and then a little bit into our sets for today.
Yeah.
So let's see. What did I end up? 20, 21, 22.
Did you gain or lose on the
I think
night?
I lost a point.
Really? So you're like 12, 13 or something like that. Unless if you got like a tie. I think you did get a tie. I don't recall, to be honest, but.
No, we were like right there, like wins, losses. And then all of a sudden, well, then I had a really terrible set and you went 5-0.
Yeah, I went 1-4, 1-4, 5-0, 3-2, 3-2, 4-1, 4-1.
Yeah.
So I kind of redeemed myself.
I ended 21-21. And I think I started at 21-24, so I think I lost 3 points. But I gained back after a 4-1, thanks to Dino's team here, which I was like, let me just try it. And, yo, that team is something.
It's fun. It's fun, dude. Like, it's, like, once you get used to it, like, the first 2 days I was running it, I was just like, I don't know if I like it, but, like, bro... Gengar Shadow Ball, bro, it's just it's too much, and people are gonna see tonight again because we're streaming. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. I know if you, maybe so, you got some Red Bull.
No, I'll be fine. It probably won't be as long as it won't be as long as
I don't think tonight. So. No.
So, so why don't you tell everybody what that team is if they didn't watch the stream last night?
Okay. So the team is Swampert lead. And some people like Shadow more, but I kind of like the slight more bulky that the regular one brings.
Yeah, because the Shadow is
so I stayed. Yeah. Terrible. So I stayed.
Just don't. In Great League, I have one for
you. Yeah, in Great League, it's funny because it's more fragile in Great League than in Ultra, but for some reason, to me, it just feels like it's more fragile, like the other way around.
Yeah,
I don't know, just some mental thing. So it was Swampert lead with Hydro Cannon, of course. You know, community day move, and you have Earthquake. I know when I first started Ultra League back up in the beginning of this season, I had Sludge Wave because if I saw like any Dragon Knight leads and stuff like that, but then I switched it to Earthquake because of, I don't know, one shot, like it could one shot certain Pokemon. Like G-Fisk or, Machamp. I'm just trying to think like of things, but it would do neutral for like Ferrothorn, mm-hmm. Because of steel grass. If you do a Sludge Wave, to Ferrothorn, he resists because of the steel type. Even though like it does, I think it does. It's resisted 4 times for poison. I could be wrong, but it still gets resisted, even though it has grass. So I like the fact that I can do that. Also for it's horrible. It is horrible for against like Abomasnow.
Yeah.
So the backline. It is Gengar with Shadow Claw, Shadow Punch, Shadow Ball. A lot of Shadow. I'm sure you like that Pokemon. You know.
love the dark and ghost Pokemon.
Yeah.
And the random fairies.
And the fairies too. It's funny because it's kind of like the opposite. when I think about fairies, man, I think about pink and I'm like, Astro with pink, he's always wearing black.
Yeah. I've got a pink shirt. I've got one.
Yeah. Isn't that from the Pogo Radio? Or
It's GoCast. It's a GoCast? Jigglypuff, which is like.
Jigglypuff?
I love Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been wanting to get a Jigglypuff tattoo with him holding the mic, like all angry.
That's funny you say that because my kid literally just, we went to GameStop right before coming to the podcast today, and he picked out like a variation of like Pokemon toys.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was Jigglypuff in it.
Nice.
With like the angry face that it makes when nobody's listening her singing.
I love it.
But yeah, anyway, so Gengar, Shadow Punch, Shadow Ball, Shadow Claw with a fast move, and then the third Pokemon is going to be something I actually didn't use much. I did build it, and I used it like twice, but then I didn't use it for like a season, and it's Escavalier.
Mm-hmm.
Escavalier with Counter, Drill Run. I did have Aerial Ace, I believe it is. Or Aerial Slash? I don't know.
Aerial Ace.
I think it's Aerial Ace, right?
Mm-hmm.
I did have that, but everyone knows how crappy that move is. And then I realized that Mega Horn does a lot to a Dragonite, even though it is resisted. Instead of being resisted, I think, 4 times with Drill Run, it does a decent amount with Mega Horn. And it does a lot. If you do a Mega Horn on Umbreon,
mm-hmm.
it does a lot, even though it's stick.
Yeah.
So it's nice. It's nice to have that. And it does good against, you know, grass. So my safe switch for that team is Gengar. Any grass, you immediately, without mm-hmm. even a doubt, just smash that switch on Gengar, you know, tap it. And Gengar, it is, unless I feel like the only thing you should ever worry, there's only one Pokemon that it just will get completely walled against. Actually, no, two, I'm wrong. It would be Snorlax, then Umbreon.
Mm.
Because I am running Shadow Ball, so I have nothing to really go against it. But it's funny because Shadow Ball against Umbreon and Snorlax, it does about like 15%, even though it is like resisted. It's just crazy to me. Someone tried to farm me down with an Umbreon, and then they started to get to like the yellow, and they're like, what? Okay, I need to throw a move before he gets me to the red. Because see, I'm like, why would you try to farm me down? But yeah, so Gengar is a great, great save switch. Ironically, I say a Ghost is also a great save switch and great League, which is a Sableye. So it's funny both of them have Shadow Claw. So yeah, I do really like those two as save switches for, you know, Sableye, Great League, Gengar for Ultra League. But the team is extremely fun. With shields down, Gengar basically wins the match for you.
Yeah.
And I know that, even Astro saw himself how much damage the Shadow Ball does to like a Talonflame. It does about 60% to a Stunfisk with a Shadow Ball. It's insane.
Yeah. It's crazy. It was a lot of fun. I mean, I'm going to play.
I'm hoping you run it again tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to run it again. We'll see. Because we'll see. It seems to be working even at my ELO. So let's see. So
that's good then.
Yeah. So we've got what? Today, tomorrow, and that part of Monday
for Ultra. Yeah, depending if you're going to play it or not. Yeah.
Yeah. No. We'll see how I do tomorrow with tomorrow's sets. If I do really well, then yeah. I may play it.
I think I might hold off on Monday just to have some like teams for Retro Cup in the first day.
Yeah. So speaking of Retro Cup, so when this comes out, we'll be probably like a day, maybe 2 days into it. And I know we kind of discussed this week or the week before, and one of the we gave away one of your.
Wait, did we?
What team?
Oh, wait, is he talking about when I said Medi?
Medi Double Ghost. Okay.
hey.
Yeah.
That's funny. I mean, you could, there is, I'm sure, different ghosts in that cup?
I mean, a Dusclops?
Definitely not a pick.
And
for
Gengar.
Me. I mean, there's Jellicent, Marowak, Gengar Hunter. So there's still some other ones. Oh, I guess he is going to use the same one.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's got a ring too, from.
Oh, definitely. Oh, man.
Yeah, you're running that
team. I blame you.
So
I feel like there's going to be a lot of Frostlass, so I'm not really sure how I want to go about this yet.
Yeah. One that I was looking at that I thought would be interesting if I can get it. So This thing comes in at 26 in the rankings. Goodra, which is
26,
that new little smushy purple thing.
And that's funny. I literally just told you I had a rank 7-Eleven. Goodra for a Great League.
Yeah, I've got a big uphill climb to get there, but
right.
It's comes in at 26 in the Retro Cup with wins over Defense Deoxys, Alolan Marowak, Lapras, Jellicent, and Licky. It is going to lose to Altaria, Hypno, Frostlass, Medicham, and Cresselia. So
you said it loses? I mean, that makes it 2 against it. That's insane.
Yeah, because it's a dragon, a monotype dragon, which I think is weird. And someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure, at least in the card game, Goodra has another typing.
I felt like it did too,
and I felt like it was either poison or fairy. I know it hangs out with fairy, so
I thought because like it looks like a snail, like the first one. We said in some fan games it had poison. Okay. I mean, I don't know. I always thought it had like poison just because he looks like a snail and toxic. I don't know.
Yeah. I just, for some reason, I always felt like it was a dual type. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not complaining.
No. It would have been cool to have a dragon that could resist dragon. Well, it does. we do. What am I talking about? So the horse, the seahorse. Why can't I think of its name?
Kingdra?
Yeah. Doesn't it resist ghosts or resist dragon because of the water
No. We're talking about the other, what's it called? The other horse.
Skrelp.
Skrelp. Yeah.
What is it? What's the evolution?
I don't have it, so I can't even look it up.
It's like the algae thing.
Yeah. I should be able to look this up.
I don't know.
We were butchering there.
I was listening to Pokemon Go Radio, and they were trying to pronounce, I forget which Pokemon it was, but Nar was like, yeah, I was listening to BTW, and they were trying to pronounce one of the names, and I was just like, yes, it's not just us.
it's a tongue twister sometimes, at least for me. English is not my first language, so.
It's mine, and I just can't read it most of the time.
But yeah, I wrote it down because I'm not going to pronounce that.
Yeah, Dragalge. Yes.
That Pokemon. That's poison dragon. So that one does resist fairies?
Yeah, because of the poison?
Oh, no, it doesn't resist it. It's neutral, I guess.
Neutral. So Swampert actually is like super low in this meta.
I can't even believe he's on there, but that's crazy. I may run and just be that person.
Yeah, drag.
The shadow is preferred.
Shadow is preferred?
Yeah, it's preferred in this cup. Cause 35, and then the regular is 40 in PvP poke.
This is interesting. So like when you get farther down, it's like the Great League like flipped. Like the ones that are normally at the top are like real, like Vigoroth is like 61, Medicham regular is like down in the 60s.
Galvantula in the
Tropius,
41 spot.
Politoed down in like the 50. So
that is insane.
It's crazy. And then Froslass.
I like it.
Froslass is one of those Pokemon that just, it's good in almost every cup. If it's relevant, if it's eligible in a cup, it's towards the top. And then Hypno. Hypno's in there always. Abomasnow. There's that Pokemon that doesn't exist. So the psychic type one. It has like the spaghetti arm legs. It doesn't.
Oh,
yeah. That doesn't exist. It doesn't.
It doesn't exist to you. It
doesn't exist. So, I think Wishcash is going to be fun.
Yeah. Bro, this is just insane. Vigoroth and all these Pokemon, Tropius all the way in the bottom over here.
Yeah. I think that's the thing I like about Wishcash is it's bulkier than, it's still got, you know, one basically weakness to grass, and then it resists a good amount of stuff, but it is a whole lot bulkier than Swampert. So
yeah,
you know, and you're throwing mud bombs like left and right, but it has Blizzard, which I think is the reason why it goes up, because now it can be, you know, Altaria, Dragonite, things like that.
Right.
If you can get that off. It actually says its wins here, Altaria, Defense Deoxys, Owen Marowak, Froslass, and Jellicent.
Jellicent?
Yeah.
That's interesting because it resists Blizzard, so you would have to just throw mud bombs like the whole time.
Yeah. Well, Jellicent is 16, Wishcash is 17 in the rankings.
Interesting.
I wonder why, because it's neutral to the mud shot and the mud bomb, and then like you said, it resists ice. Maybe it just gets off more charge moves.
Oh, that's the only thing I can think of. But even Jellicent gets to stuff pretty quick, because it gets to Bubble Beam in either four bubbles or four hex.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess a Shadow Ball or Ice Beam in 5 hex or 5 bubbles. So it's interesting. Maybe in the two shield it loses?
Maybe. But in the one shield it wins, so I would keep it in the back anyway, because it can resist. It can take a whole bunch. It's better if you have new shields. Did you see that Parcherisu is making its comeback in this cup too?
I have a Lucky with crappy IVs, so I don't know if I'll be able to like run it.
Well, Parcherisu XL is ranked 18 in this cup.
Yeah. getting candies for is not gonna seem very possible this time around.
Yeah. So a funny story about them. It was eligible, I think, in last month's Self Cup.
Yeah.
And I was playing a live tournament and my next opponent comes up and she has a Parcherisu. And I'm like, the hell is that? Like, I really like, I'm sorry, like, I could see the picture of the thing a million times. I don't remember that ever being at all.
I mean, I didn't play that series, so I didn't know it.
Yeah. I was just like, what the hell is this thing? What is it? I had to Google it to make sure, like, I knew what its typing was and stuff like that. It's just... So that's Retro Cup. Let's see. Let's check the chat and see if anybody has any questions about Retro.
He said, wait.
Oh, the Parcherisu should be Ice Electric?
Is it because of the blue?
Yes. If it's blue, it's either water or ice, right? Isn't that how it works?
If it's yellow, like Pikachu, you gotta
be yellow electric. Has to be... It's white.
That's funny. So. That makes sense.
Look at this. We're going to be a short episode. Look at that.
How long has it been?
Only an hour,
guys.
So, all right. So there was one thing. Was it really a question that he, but I thought it was a good thing that he brought up is kind of fun to go over is it actually came from Wildcat, earlier today. It says, I have a question/discussion. If you could design an event around PvP, what would it be? And it's funny that he asked that question because I've been thinking. So in the local like what's up WhatsApp chat that we have, I saw someone talking about what's his name, Daniel something up in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
He does the Third Shield podcast and. Oh, I mean, some crazy, very well-produced YouTube videos. But I think he's running some type of, like, an in-person tournament. Or he did.
Yeah.
Or he's trying to. Like, he's trying to get something. But I was thinking of maybe trying to do something small, you know, locally. Or even, like, a half-live, half-like, virtual. Or, like, everybody jumps into like a big Zoom type of chat or something like that. Just something where it's a little more personal than just sent you a friend request, sent my gift. Did you open it? Good luck. High five. Good luck.
How many tournaments did you go to like in live?
I didn't. I came in as soon as I started. That's when the pandemic hit and I was supposed to go to one and then they canceled it because of the pandemic. So I don't know really what it's like to go to like a live face-to-face tournament. So
it is very nerve. Like it's like I went in confident in one and I came out like 3-2, but I saw like a lot of great players. It's just like the atmosphere is different. And I guess depending on like on where you go, some people can actually be like fairly rude, but most of them are like, you know, good game or good games. Some people shake after, some people don't. Obviously after with COVID, probably not going to happen, but yeah. It'd be like, you know,
a little salute.
Thanks for the matches.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I thought it was like, I got nervous every time I get in live tournament.
Yeah. I think I would get nervous.
But now, I feel like I wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to do a live tournament, but I agree with what Wildcat wrote. When you have kids and things like that, like sometimes you're not going to be able to get out on a Saturday. So
yeah.
These virtual ones that are, you know, you got 24 hours to do your match or 48 hours. It helps, I guess, us dads and moms mm-hmm. that don't really have the time to take like 3 hours out of our Saturday to go hang out at a comic book store and play. I mean, right. I'm sure I could if I brought my squad with me, but I'm not going to roll up with 5 kids and my wife and make them all sit in a smelly comic book store and watch us tap on our phones. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. No.
So,
yeah, no, the 10-year-old went with me on my last one. That was like a huge tournament. Mm-hmm. And it was like set up where it's like long, long table.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a chair and then like a number on each, you know, kind of like setup. And basically,
speed dating? He was like,
yeah, kind of like that, bro. It literally
speed dating.
It was like, it wasn't separated. I don't know if I've never been on speed dating, but, it was like all connected, mm-hmm. the table. But point is, my 10-year-old did go with me, and he was literally just standing because there was just seats for people that wanted to or were playing. So he was like standing like behind me and just watching me play. So it was like kind of like uncomfortable for yeah. him just standing there. So it was kind of annoying.
I mean, I was super nervous yesterday just doing the live stream. Like having yeah. other people watch me play, like at least if I like recorded a video or sent it, or posted whatever, like if I did something stupid, like someone would say it and I could just like, oh, so anyway, what about this? Like kind of just blow it off and go on like to another, send like a GIF or something like that to change the subject. But when it's like live and you screw up, it's like, ugh.
It's okay. Like someone says, like, you should have done this, and you can't, you're live, so you can't really ignore them.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I would like to do it again. I am not organized enough to pull it off. I would probably forget, to do anything with it, because I think I sent out the outline for today's show like 10 minutes before. 30 minutes yeah. before we went live. So, yeah. But if someone wants to help us, that'd be cool. I'm down. I'll throw our name on there and help out with whatever and promote it. So
exactly.
So let's, we got any questions? We got some questions.
Yeah, there was a few questions there.
The Discord. All right. So then let's go ahead, see if I remember which one. So we're either going to get the music, or we're gonna get really funny sound.
Woo! Woo!
We got the funny sound.
Woo! 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 Woo!
All right, questions, answers now.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Just a little bit more. Just do five more.
I'm so glad that I finally figured out how to get like the sounds and stuff like that.
That's why you're spamming that, because that's your excitement.
So we got some questions here. This one came in. Okay. So first one comes from Uncle Beastud. Brian, he said, any advice when you hit... Did I read this last week? Did I? No. Okay. He sent this yesterday. No. I felt like I read this one already. Any advice when hit a wall or feel stuck around the cell for a week after a week of climbing?
Any advice that you personally want to give? Or
run Swampert, Gengar, and Escavalier.
I think he tried it. I think he did try it. He didn't like it. I think he said he didn't like it, or he didn't do well with it. So he's running it.
Yeah. It's the Gengar is, I think the Gengar is the one that can throw people off because it's a glass cannon. Like, you're not going to be able to take much, but you got to just kind of go with it.
Yeah, something that though technical said, and quoting him, instead just focus on improving your gameplay and fixing past mistakes. So essentially, like, record your matches, watch them, criticize yourself in, you know, kind of got to see like what you did wrong. Because if you kind of are blinded to it, you're not going to learn your mistakes from it. And I feel like that was like a great thing that they said, because actually, who was it? Zionic posted something. I actually posted it in a few chats. He said, and I quote, I'm quoting him, "For everyone that has reached legend, what advice would you give to help your fellow battler? For everyone wanting to climb to legend, what questions do you have for someone who has?" And he's like, "Let's connect and support." And then that's when, like, a few, you know, people like House Stark said, "Keep learning from content creators and try to improve one little thing every day." So, yeah. Like, kind of like set a small goal of like, let me try to switch faster in a lead, that bad lead in the start, tapping that real quick. And then by doing so, you'll see, if you record it, you'll see it. I stopped recording myself because my phone is crap. So I can't, like, my phone just like heat, like, gets really hot when I record too many videos.
Yeah. That's good advice. Yeah. I like that one thing a week. I think mine was the switching. I'm like always like a half a second behind.
Cause there was a few times in the stream where like I saw it was like Obama stuff for example, you threw like too much shots, then switched.
Yeah.
So like,
it's because I just get, I'm like, and then my brain doesn't, it doesn't go.
And then like another advice from 2-0 Butters, mm-hmm. He said, "Don't be afraid to have a bad day when making your own team." And keep in mind, he likes to run a lot of spice. So that's probably why he said that. Mm-hmm. Some people want to switch teams after having a single bad set in. And I know a lot of people that are like that. And he's like, "I often struggle for multiple days when I make a brand new team. The learning process is worth." So basically, like, learning a team is what, you know, there's no way you can learn the ins and outs of a team in a day. Like, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
You need 2 days at least, and then determine from there. But don't, like, if a team seems like it will work, it's maybe just gotta learn, like, oh, you know, what I can take, what leads I need to switch quicker, things I need to switch immediately, maybe throw a move then switch. Like, it's a lot. You can't learn a team, even if someone was doing well with it, you gotta learn it yourself.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I ran the, maybe not the one Pokemon, but the core with Gyarados and Dragonite for almost a whole week, and like I know that Gyarados can take a frenzy plant. You can take one, as long if it's right away, like if it's the first charge move, you can let that go and, you know, still have enough health to get through maybe one or two Aqua Tails. Cause mm-hmm. you know, but otherwise, like if I didn't do it and practice and play with it, like I would have never known. Like I would have just shielded and whatever.
Right.
So yeah, I think that's important, and find what you're just because one team works for Dino or works for me, or, you know, it works for
any other like content creator.
Yeah. Whoever's posting it doesn't mean it's going to work. Everybody has their own styles. He has their own way of playing. Like there's some people that, you know, I think like one of like the teams, that guy Daniel uses, it's just like all like, he calls it, I think, like heavy damage. It's all like real, like
heavy hitters,
heavy, like fast moves, you know, okay. Charm, stuff like that. Or it's got, Pokemon that are like throwing nukes like right away. So, you know, and it works for him, you know, but to me, like that's not going to work. Some people like running Pokemon that have debuffs. Like I stay away from those, like,
yeah, no, I know you do. I kind of like it because it plays in my favor. And then Wildcats, an icy win for the win. And then he actually did bring up something else that's a lot of people should do. Like, if you're comfortable running, like, Swampert, right? Build a team around it. That's what Wildcat said just, like, right now. That's what he does. He says that I always start with the Pokemon that I know how to use well, then build around it. So, like, I like to use, for example, Gengar in Ultra League. So, I made a team around it. So, or a Swampert, you know, I made a team around it.
Yeah. I mean, there's some Pokemon, like, don't take what we're saying to heart, because there's some Pokemon that just aren't good. So,
I mean, some things you just gotta. Okay. So, even if you do want to run, like, a spicy Pokemon, like, I don't know, something that no one is running, try to build, like, a meta team around it.
Yeah. Reyes, if you're listening, I'm sorry I missed you.
I'm like, what?
Appreciate it. Sorry. Yeah, it just popped up. Like, that's the one thing I've noticed. I don't know if you noticed the, like, my notifications from the game coming, like he sent that, like, 15 minutes ago.
I noticed that.
I just got it now.
I don't even get the notification. And when I open the game, it says that this person sent you an invite, and it shows it on the top and the and above, like, you know, your player. Mm-hmm. And then I go to check, oh, let me go see if I can still catch this. And it was probably like a long time ago.
Yeah. I don't know. Stupid. So another question from Casa de Cubone. Best way or processes to shift through all of your catches. So he averages about 200 catches a day. And yes, that is extremely overwhelming to go through. And then having to jump back and forth with Ghost Stadium and screenshots and stuff. So a couple things like that I do. So is if I'm running like my gacha at work and I throw on a lure or whatever, and I'm just letting it go, catch. I mean, I'm not catching 200 a day. If I'm lucky, maybe like 75 to 100.
I'd be lucky if I get 75.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I've been a little bit better, but yeah, I'm around that.
So what I do is I don't really know how else to put it, but when I go to the bathroom, just pull it out.
Just use that time.
Phone out and use that time to go through whatever.
Wait, I was going to say, don't you have that app that like shows you the IVs as soon as you catch it?
Yeah. So I don't know if you're using an Android or an iPhone, because I don't know if iPhone does it. But
I don't think so, because I haven't been able to do it.
On Pokegenie for Android, you have a screen overlay that you can run literally while you're playing the game. So it'll look at, it takes a CP and stuff like that, and will give you a general idea of what this Pokemon is going to be. Like, it could be between 75 and 90. So, it's a little easier to do. So if you don't have that app, I would do that. I don't really use Ghost Stadiums. It's just not convenient, like having to go onto a website. And even if I'm doing it from my phone, like remembering what the IVs are, I use Pokegenie. I know Ghost Stadium is good for Master League Pokemon.
Yeah, I've never used this. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, because Pokegenie stops at Ultra, so, and I think Ghost Stadium ranks at Ultra or Master, and I think even Mega, so, but that's one thing. Pokegenie, if you don't have it, use that, let it run while you're playing, if you're running a gacha, like, just when you have, like, 5 minutes or whatever, do it then, or do like I do, and right before I go to bed, I just have my phone, I go through all my catches, and if I look at the IV and it's, if I have a question about it, I'll save it and then go back with Pokegenie and check it. But if it's like, you know, a 5, 5, 6, like, I'm just getting rid of it. Like, I don't need it. So.
Yeah. I kind of feel like with the IVs, with that Pokegenie for Android is like the best thing to have. Mm-hmm. I know, like, I don't have it. I wish I did.
You could. All right, so we got a couple more. This comes from I always pronounce your name, the name wrong. Arnulfo.
Arnulfo.
What was that?
I say Arnulfo because, I don't know, it's just the Spanish in me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So he writes, what's the difference between battling by yourself and having an audience now? What is the difference? You have people watching you.
You have a little bit more of an anxiety, you have more of a fear to lose. But if you play like you don't care, you just have fun with it and you start doing well. Like, that's what I started doing, like, after my second set, and it just went. I felt more encouraged to do better with like someone there or the chat there. It just felt more encouraging after a while.
Yeah. It was,
except with like Dom made fun of me a lot, yeah. But it's okay.
it was different, you know. It made me play a little better. I did have you as a safety net, like even though there was a delay in what you were seeing. Yeah,
you just kept asking ahead of time.
Like it was, but even when I made like a bad mistake, having you be able like right as I make the mistake, like 5 seconds later, you'd be like, "Nope, you should have done that." So that way, I know the next time I come situation what to do. So that was fun. That's gonna be Sunday when we don't stream. I'm playing my sets.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It made me play harder. You know,
which is good.
To go on a live stream and go oh five.
That would suck.
No one wants to do that. So
right.
Maybe one day. Well, tonight. I think I'm gonna do some battles against whoever's online. Whoever's watching.
Yeah.
I know you don't like doing that. But
I mean, I don't mind it, but I kind of want to get my sets like to show people like how the team is played.
Yeah. Do you still have all 5 sets? You had like 3.
No. I have like 1 or 2. I think it's 1 for today. But then if we, you know, carry over tomorrow, then we have another 5 sets.
Yeah, it depends on how much longer we ramble. Let's see.
It'll be perfect.
Let me just make sure.
We have one more question from Reyes, and I think we have another one for Artemis.
That's what I was going to check. So you want to read the one from Reyes?
Yeah, I got you. So the question is, will you two go for Galarian Ponyta and Pancham? Oh yeah, in raids. And also, what's the official Garchomp move prediction for its community, which we went over? Mm-hmm. I hope, you know, that's okay. We just kind of like say like, you know, look back.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably would already like heard it. So in terms of like Galarian Ponyta, maybe some, but I'm definitely going to be doing a lot of Pancham like raids for sure. And if it's that, then I can solo it or get invites from it. That'd be.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no.
That's something I'll spend some coins on.
Did you watch the XY series?
No.
No. You should. That's one of my favorite. Besides, like the original, it's probably one of my favorite seasons.
It's crazy because I have it on Hulu. My kid watches it, and every now and then I like sit down to see some episodes, but I didn't start it from like the beginning.
Yeah. If you watch it, Pancham will slowly become your favorite. And then, like, Greninja's cool, but, like, Pancham's just, like, pissed off all the time. He's, Pancham.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
And then there's a girl, or there's a girl one, or they end up putting a bow, but, like, has a big red bow on it. So I hope they do that one time, because I'd like one of those.
That'd be cool.
But that evolves a Pangoro, which
I have no idea about the name. So, but that's the one we're looking for.
Yeah. So it looks like, I mean, from what people are saying, like this thing is going to be a beast in Master League and I think Ultra.
Yes.
I think,
which, I mean,
Scraggy.
From what I saw, the moves came out already, right? There was. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure about the moves, but I thought it did come out with the moves already.
Yeah, it'll have to be... Wildcat brought up a good point. It'll have to be traded in order to get good IVs for Great League. Let's see. Snarl, Fast Muse, Snarl, Bullet Punch, Low Kick, Charge Muse, Close Combat, Night Slash, Rock Slide, and Iron Head.
So it's basically another Scrafty?
Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun, man. I love Snarl. I love Snarl.
Snarl.
It's such a fun fast move.
It has Rock Slide for...
Yeah, I think... Let's say... What's Snarl?
I know you're not going to run Close Combat.
No, I will. Because he's going to need it.
I was going to say, you need Close Combat.
Yeah.
And Rock Slide, I feel.
Yeah, unless that's what I was going to say. If he had counter, then I wouldn't run. I'd run Night Slash Night and Slash. Rock Slide.
Because you want to get that boost and the counters would be a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But Bullet Punch, Fairies,
mm-hmm.
and then you got Night Slash.
Yeah, boost. That's one way. Because I think you're going to dip out. Well, I mean, you're what, 4 times weak to Fairy? Yeah. So it's going to be what, 2.5 charms and you're dead?
I mean, I'm hoping it's not that. It probably is.
It's going to. Let's see. Oh, this poor guy. Are you ready for this? What? Stats, attack stat 137, defense 90, stamina 131. Yikes.
Why?
A fairy will sneeze on this thing. That's like, I feel that's bad insane. For it.
But I still gonna think get people it, are going to run it. Yeah. I'm still going to run it. I'm still going to pay for it.
Actually, it looks like Pancham XL for Great League may be a better option.
That may be a thing.
Low Kick, Body Slam, Crunch.
Low Kick is not a great move.
Well, it's either that or Tackle, but you got the Body Slam... Crunch, or it could be fun.
I thought maybe had like, yeah, I mean, I guess it'd be, mm-hmm. It does max out enough for it to be used.
Yeah. So, last question, and we wrap up the show. Comes from Artemis Dragon, writes, would you rather Niantic Labs make a classic Ultra Premiere for trainers without XL Pokemon, or would you rather them make XL's a less grindy heavy endeavor? He would prefer to make XL's guaranteed per catch, walking, trade, etc. Like classic format to him just doesn't sound fun. I think I agree with him. Like,
yeah, I was gonna say, like, there's no point for them to go backwards.
Yeah.
Like, if they took out the XL stuff, is for... So they should make it easier. And we've had, like, a bunch of discussions, like, in terms of, like, people that are not level 40 yet, they can't get XL candy. I feel like one thing would be, like, they can get, like, even a level 1 can get XL candies, but they can't actually use it until they're level 40. Maybe that would be a thing. It
doesn't store.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it should store.
Yeah, they should be able to.
Because, like, imagine you're a level 39... And then you're like a type of person that likes to do a lot of raids, then you're guaranteed, I think, 3 XL candies for legendary raids when you already catch a legendary. So there goes all that XL, all that money you put down on it. Like, it's just like all gone.
Yeah, you should be getting more than 3. I mean, when you're basically paying for a Pokemon. Like,
yeah,
you should get a little more than 3 candy XL.
It's insane.
I mean, I've been getting probably just from, and I don't do as much walking as I used to, but I think I'm getting like 1 to 2 XL candies for Altaria just from it being my buddy. So
right.
I'm cool with that. Like, it's just sitting there. Like, I'm not going to be using it until next season anyway. So, you know, at least I'm getting the candy. But it needs to get better. I feel like
they just didn't think
it all the way through before they rolled it out.
The thing is, like, if they do make it like easier for us to get it, then imagine for the people that are already like getting XL Pokemons easily now, for them, like, how much more easier it would be for them to build other, you know, Pokemon as well.
Yeah.
So, like, if it makes it easier for us, it would make it, like, 10 times easier for other people that are, like, grinding.
Yeah. You know what I think is funny? Is the rare candy XL. Have you seen those? The rare?
No.
So, there's a rare Candy XL. Let me see.
Oh, like the ones you get when you level up?
Yeah. But it's only one.
Yeah.
You need 10 to level up to the next one. At least, like, if you're using, like, one candy,
they make like, regular like
candy, it makes a little more of a difference than one rare Candy XL. So, I just look at it and laugh. But, alright, so, dude, I think that's it. So, I know we're mystering tonight, maybe another day this week, or next week, okay. I don't know. I think I'm gonna try and do a non-Pokemon related stream, because it was kind of fun.
Yeah, go for it.
Drive some cars on, Grand Theft Auto, or not Grand Theft Auto, Need for Speed on my GameCube emulator. Be fun. But we will post when we're streaming again in the Discord. We may tweet it out. We're really bad at Twitter. Like, well, at least I am. Dina's a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's funny.
98% of the tweets that come out that aren't the episode is live or sending your questions, it's coming from, like, yeah, because otherwise it would be a very dead Twitter feed.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate, but so, it is what it is.
Yeah, so if you want to be part of the Discord, email us or message us, you know, that way you can get in there. We're a lot more active in our Discord than we are on Twitter, so which is fun. So yeah, let's go ahead and wrap up the show here. So I want to give a shout out to all of our patrons that, help us out and support us. It's awesome. It's very overwhelming sometimes, like, seeing people actually like want to listen to us talk,
like, right?
You know, you know, thank you all for, you know, the ones that joined today. Thank you guys for jumping on that. It was awesome. So I want to thank all of you guys, at our supporter tier, Mr. Batfleck, and JD Mojo Jojo, producers King Flip and Papa Rec, and Discord admin Wildcat Dad, who's also been in here giving us some more things to talk about, which has been awesome. So you need to be on every episode with us. Just in case we don't mess up. Yeah. So you just got a new job. So see you next Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern time. You can follow us on Twitter, BTW PvP Podcast, email BTW PvP@gmail.com. I'm not going through everything else, but you can also watch us on Twitch now. It's BTW PvP. And then hopefully, fingers crossed, I will have our YouTube channel up and then the videos from that. And we recorded this live and our stream from yesterday. So maybe we'll see. Throw something else up there. It's a little behind the scenes stuff that some people don't see. So, but yeah, thank you all so much for listening. BTW Beginner to Winner PvP Podcast. I am AstroZombie954.
And I am Dinyon Mahiko. Until next time, good luck and get good.
Yeah. Stop. Oh, man.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.